And to tell you the real truth, I have become his master through Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. So let me read this to you in closing here. Finally, my brethren. Oh, I love it. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. I hear people that say, all you got to do is be strong in yourself. Well, you better find out what's in yourself. All right. If you got a bunch of junk in yourself, you better not be strong in that, because all it's going to do is kill you, destroy you. You better be strong in the God that's in you. Amen. And I'm not strong in myself, but I'm strong in the God that lives in me. Hallelujah. Because there is only one true and living God. There's only one true and living God, and he's the answer to every problem. So he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, and against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against what? Spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you what? The whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. See, you need to dress yourself up with the armor of God. I'm going to tell you what it is in just a minute. That you may be able to stand in an evil day. And I'm telling you, this is an evil day. This is an evil day. Hallelujah. That you may be able to withstand in an evil day. And having done all to stand, when you do all, you know, stand anyway. Because I shall not be moved. I stand. Why? Because I shall not be moved. There ain't nothing out there big enough to move me. I shall not be moved. Stand how? Stand, that's what he said. Having done all to stand. Hallelujah. Having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Hey, having your loins girded about with truth. When you know the truth, truth has triumphed. A lie can't overcome the truth. When the truth is known and people been lying and you've been accused of a crime and they are lying, and when the truth come out, the judge has to say to you, not guilty. He has to say it. When the truth come out and it's known, and the judge find out the truth, or the jury find out the truth and make and come up with the verdict, they have to come up with one. And they've been accusing you of something that you committed, you done, and they find the truth out, you didn't do it, they have to let you go. So I have girded my loins with the truth. I'm free. I belong to God. I'm redeemed. God lives in me, and he lives forever. He supplies all my needs. He'll never leave me alone. Hallelujah. He is my joy. He's my strength. Hallelujah. I'm girded with truth. And then he said, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. See, the truth, I know that the truth. Okay? I know. I don't wonder. I've been made righteous. I'm the righteousness of God. I was made that way. I was born that way. When I got born again, God made me righteous. I know that. So when the enemy come try to condemn me, I say, you're too late, buddy. You're too late, because God made me righteous. And I know that I'm righteous. And I don't care what you try to say about me, my daddy already spoke. And he's the truth. And so you saying something different what my daddy said, you lying. So I already know. And the righteous shall reign in life. Liars shall go down in hell. Hallelujah. And having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then he said, above all, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Put every one of his darts he throw at you, you stop them, quench them. When you quench something, it won't work. You ever have a box of matches and you pull one out and strike and the wind blow it out? You can't strike it again. It's over with. You have to go get another. And everyone he throw, and you got that shield of faith, when he hit that shield of faith, it goes out. He have to come up with something there. And he keep throwing, you just keep putting them out. He keep throwing, you keep putting, finally he going to run out. Because they won't work against the shield of faith. Every time he throw it, every time he strike and throw his dart, you quench it. Hallelujah. Just keep on walking by faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now notice he said, then he said in verse 17, taking the helmet of salvation, take the helmet of salvation. Do what? Take the helmet. When I was in the army, they gave me a helmet. We call it a steel pot. That was to protect my head. God had given you a helmet to put on. But here's the main weapon here. And that's what I had. I just carried an M60, boy, and I could shoot it. Hallelujah. And take the helmet of salvation. Then he said, and the sword of the Spirit. What is the sword of the Spirit? What is the sword of the Spirit? A sword is something you swing. It got double edged. You swing it this way, it cuts. You bring it back, it cuts. And he said, taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Don't you let the word of God depart from your mouth. You speak it night and day, day and night, night and day, day and night. You speak it. I'm more than a conqueror. Great is he that's in me. I can do all things through Christ. I'm the healer and not the sick. I'm the blessed and not the poor. Blessing of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow with it. No good thing he'll withhold from me that walk upright, and I'm walking in light of his word. I'm a doer of his word. I walk in love. My faith worked. Hallelujah. 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 I can't be stopped. Oh, yeah. See, some people get upset because they're challenged. Yeah, the enemy going to challenge you, but you just know he can't stop you. Amen. Amen. I'm going to live till Jesus comes. Or till my days are up and he called me. But I ain't going nowhere until my work is done. Yes, can we say praise the Lord? Can we say praise the Lord?